Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
That is just a fact of life.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history, Pedro Fernandez.
Woo, it's going to be good.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is it. Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated, 37, don't make that, 38 plus years now of knocking out the competition. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion and an award-winning writer. In other words, I've been trained to write, I've been trained to fight, and I've won awards at both. Straight up, I am the man for the next hour, of course, here live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, and, of course, the American Forces Network. We are live, like, all over the world. Fantastic. The internet. Straight up, we have open phone lines at the top of each hour just for you. If you want to drop a comment in, you can. The number is 1-800-878-7529. The toll-free listener line, once again, 1-800-878-7529. Of course, there's also the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. That's more popular. You want to text me something, you can. The text number here in the studio, 415-275-1613. That's text line right here in the studio. 415-275-1613. Straight up, we are hours away, of course, from Canelo Alvarez in that boxing exhibition tonight on pay-per-view. If you're going to buy it, you're a sucker. That's all I can say. I mean, he's a 20-to-1 favorite. I mean, let me tell you, I don't want to put my producer in a bad spot in the other room, but he's got just as good a shot as John Ryder does. He just does. I mean, if John Ryder wins this fight tonight against Canelo, if he beats Canelo fair and square, I will eat an 8x10-inch piece of paper on the air tomorrow morning. Promise, on the Sunday show. I will do it. I've almost had to do it a couple of times in the past, but in 37, 38 years, I've been sort of slick and haven't bet to that extreme on too many fights. But this one, I think this is like a, man, this is a work fight. You know what a work fight is? You're going to go out there, you're going to do your thing. You're going to slap this guy around about 5 or 6 rounds, and you're going to go home and make 47,000 Mexicans happy. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're back with boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, after the break.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Collectible Exchange is the most trusted sports memorabilia company in the country, carrying game-used, autographed, and other one-of-a-kind items. Founded by collecting icon Brandon Steiner from Steiner Sports, they can also help you evaluate, authenticate, and sell your sports collectibles. Instead of collecting dust, your items could be collecting cash. So check out the biggest collectible marketplace in the U.S. at CollectibleExchange.com. With over 150,000 items and over 80 pro and college athletes selling directly to you, that's CollectibleExchange.com.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
We're hours away from crowning a new king. No, I'm not talking about a king in boxing. There's really no king in boxing right now. Straight up, I'm talking about King Charles, of course, of the UK, going to be crowned today. And John Ryder is going to be challenging Canelo Alvarez, of course, in front of 47,000 screaming Mexicans down in Guadalajara, Mexico. Of course, we wish him the very best of luck there because he has two chances, slim and none, and slim's out of town. But as I said again, if he wins, I'll eat an 8x10-inch piece of paper on the air tomorrow, twitch.tv, Sports Byline USA channel. You can watch me do it. I'll eat the paper on the air. I don't think he's got a chance. This is a work fight. But then again, Canelo's old. How old is he? He's 32, but he's older than that because the guy turned pro like when he was 9. I mean, seriously, he's got a lot of miles in that body. So at 32 years old, we'll see what he has left, but he should have enough left to take out John Ryder. That's just my opinion. Now, to get real opinions, we go to Boxing's PhD. I'm talking about Socrates Palmer. Sock, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great, Pedro. Got some great weather in New York, finally.
Well, that's good. We've always got great weather out here in California. It's a little bit cold at times, but straight up, it's a place we love to live. Talk to me. Canelo Alvarez tonight, of course, a 21 favorite. Some people got him, but 25-1 favorite. Don King has that line, slim and none. Is this a slim and none fight?
Wow. It's probably an anorexic and none. I mean, this is beyond slim. John Ryder is the right guy for Canelo Alvarez at this time. Boxing business is good when Canelo's good. And he hasn't been good in a while, you know, at least to the standard that he has set for himself. He has to look spectacular tonight. And John Ryder is that type of opponent. He's not going to have a hard time finding him, you don't think. From the weigh-in pictures, he looks great. You know, both guys. They both look like they really got themselves in the best shape possible. But a guy that's not really a big puncher and not a big mover is not going to give Canelo any problems. Especially fighting in what should be an intimidating atmosphere for Ryder. You know, he's 34. He's not necessarily a spring chicken. He's on a little 4-fight win streak from what I've seen. But I don't see him lasting more than 6 or 7 rounds.
He can't punch.
No.
He can't punch. I mean, when you go into a gunfight without a gun, you're in trouble. And I think he's going into a gunfight without a gun. Of course, Canelo Alvarez, he can crack still a little bit, even at his advanced age of 32, going on 92, I think. But the bottom line is, we'll see what he's got left tonight. Because, you know, against Bivol, He definitely lost. I mean, that was, you know, 1 year ago. He definitely lost. Of course, came back with the comeback fight, the third fight against Gennady Golovkin, who failed to take advantage of the deficiencies of Canelo Alvarez throwing that Joe Frazier-like left hook time and time and time again, and never countering once, not even with a jab, not even with a, never with a right hand. I mean, Canelo was there to be hit. I kept saying, hit him, hit him. In fact, I got tired. I knew the fight, I thought the fight was in the tank, a fix job, when I wrote down 11 or 12 strikes, and it was on a piece of paper, meaning he went 11 or 12 times without countering that left hook.
Yeah, it was a fight that was so odd, you know, especially for a guy like Gennady Golovkin who, you know, who's had a Hall of Fame career, not go for it, you know, like he was content. It looked like a sparring session almost. The guy was went through the motions. The first 10 rounds was just happy that he didn't get hit. And then he kind of, you know, pressed the issue, you know, 11 and 12. But it was just really disappointing, the most disappointing effort ever. By a fighter that's held in such high regard like Triple G.
Boxing 101. He failed to execute boxing 101. I've never been so frustrated. I threw my pen. I just couldn't believe it because I kept saying to myself, there it is, there it is, there it is, there it is. I mean, after you say there it is so many times, you stop.
It sounded like Howard Cosell there a little bit. There it is. yeah, I mean, look, Canelo has to show and prove tonight. You know, he needs, it's a perfect fight for him. It's a mandatory. He gets it out of his way. He looks good. People get, you know, fired up about him again. And then, of course, the fight that everyone's anticipating, everyone wants to see is him and Benavidez get it on.
No, not you, though. You dogged Benavidez here a couple of weeks ago. I mean, you said he's beatable, this and that.
He is beatable.
Who beats him?
I think if Canelo has an 80%, Canelo can still beat Benavidez.
Okay.
I really believe that. You know, I think Caleb Plant, if he had some pop, you know, we'd be talking about, hey, this Caleb Plant has never reached.
No, I think we're talking about a guy that needed to go 12 rounds to prove it to himself, to prove to everybody else. He had been off a long, long time. That going that 12 rounds was probably the smartest thing Benavidez ever did. Had he went for the kill, he might have gotten it. But, I mean, he won like almost 6 or 7 of the last 8 rounds. And if you give him that many rounds, he was on a roll. I mean, the decision wasn't in doubt. But I will say this. I think with his tall frame and his size, that he will be able to punch holes in Canelo Alvarez. I just see it. And Mike Tyson sees it the same way, and I think Andre Ward sort of leaning that way as well.
Well, I mean, if we get the fight. I mean, that's the other thing. I mean, there's a lot of politics involved. Hopefully that fight does happen. Obviously, Canelo always has options.
Listen, Canelo has goals. That's what he has. You know, we were going to play the table, we'll let it go, but I have goals. The goals are to fight some ham and egg in front of 50,000 screaming people, okay, make some money there, and then maybe do a rematch, of course, with Bivol and get beat again. You know, if you really wanted to be the man, or if you really wanted to call shots to 175, he wouldn't have went after the WBA champion, he would have went after the WBC champion because he's the WBC flag bearer. But he didn't do it. He didn't go after Artur Beterbiev. How come?
Because he ain't stupid. I mean, you know, Bivol was seen as a safer opponent because he's not the big puncher, but, you know, he's obviously, I'm not going to say he's the most skilled out of the light heavyweight title holders, but, you know, he is just a hard fight. You know, they didn't do their homework. You know, they thought they were going to steamroll him. They thought because he can't punch that Canelo would be able to walk him down, and he just couldn't get past Bivol's basic 1-2s. You know, that's all he really did. He just worked them. And he looked fat. Canelo looked really fat. Not a good weight for him, 175. But that ego and that big check is something else. And apparently he's dead set at getting a Bivol rematch.
Well, I wish him the best because I don't think he could beat Bivol if he had four hands. I mean, listen, size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. This is combat sports. And tonight's pornography, though. Okay, tonight's fight, 20-1 pay-per-view, that's pornography.
It's like soft porn. It's not even, it's like those old, I don't know. It's like those Showtime movies back in the day at 3 in the morning, like, you know.
No. The best one was when they wouldn't show you stuff, so you looked up close to the TV and tried to look down into the screen. Remember those ones?
not really.
That was hysterical. You couldn't know that. You really couldn't see anything. Come on, man. It's like an inch lower on the screen. So anyway, Canelo's, like I said, a 21 favorite. He used to steamroll this guy. The under-over is something like 6.5. Will it go 6.5?
I think so. Canelo tends to kind of get going, you know, late. So I don't think he wants to cheat his fellow Guadalajarans. So I think he'll go at least 6.
God forbid he were to get cut or something like that. Ah!
Bueno. Listen, anything can happen, you know, in this world of boxing, but...
Let me tell you, not Mexico. I'm going to put it to you like this, okay? If John Ryder was to shoot Canelo in round number 3 tonight, they would still pick Canelo's corpse up off the ground and raise his hand.
Are you saying that John Ryder, aside from him skills-wise, has no shot of beating him, do you think?
No, what I told you... No. What I told John Stracy, the former world champion, former world welterweight champion, the guy that beat Napoles, of course, I told him, I said, listen, I hope to God he's getting more money than you can ever imagine because he's filling a stadium of 47,000 people, plus doing the pay-per-view thing, plus it's in England as well, the television rights for the UK. So I hope he's getting enough money to retire twice.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure, you know, what's his name? Billy Joe Saunders has... showed him some retirement brochures. This is definitely a cash out, for sure.
Okay. Speaking of Billy Joe Saunders, is he even active anymore?
Not after that drubbing and big paycheck he took from Canelo. He's definitely retired from what I haven't heard from him.
Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. When we get back, we'll talk about the Olympic diver. Of course, I'm talking about... Ryan Garcia. You know you've got to call him a diver. I think everybody's saying he's quit. Now what did Barry Hearn say? You can't say he didn't quit. You can't say he didn't quit. You just can't say it. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The sort of place they really care about you. It's kind of rough, but that's all right with me.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Listen, I'm not scared of you. These guys think they intimidate me, and they think that they're scared. Oh, well, if they're scared, that's all I know. I'm bringing the pain to them. And that's all it is. Then we go see how tough you are. Tough guy. I like tough guys. All the time in prison, I always ran these guys. They were tough. When they were in, they ain't tough. When they get confronted, they ain't tough. When I bring that pain to them, they ain't tough. They ain't never, they think they know they've been around crazy niggas. Oh, no. They don't know one. They don't know a crazy nigga. No, they really don't.
But Mike Tyson says he is just that, and I won't repeat him. But the bottom line is, of course, Mike talking about jail. Mike was ready for prison. I mean, he just wasn't. He went in there. He was sort of like, he sort of did his time. He didn't have any problems in jail. He didn't cause any problems. And he told me through an interview one time that he had hookers in jail, girlfriends in jail, and things like that. So I guess things weren't too bad for Iron Mike Tyson behind the bars. Huh, Sock? You there, Sock?
Yes, I am, sir.
Yeah, good old Mike Tyson talking about prison days. Bottom line is, of course, we'll just talk about, besides the fight tonight, of course, we got May 20th coming up. Of course, Vasyl Lomachenko and Devin Haney. Devin Haney of San Francisco, California, whether he says Oakland or not, but he was born here in the city by the bay, or some say the city by the gay. But the bottom line is he was born here. Of course, he's undefeated. He's a huge lightweight in size. He's taking on a guy that, of course, started off maybe at 126, 130 pounds, a little bit smaller, maybe a couple smaller in weight classes. But yet, you are still picking the upset here. You're still going to go with Vasyl Lomachenko?
Yeah, I'm picking Lomachenko because everyone's going Devin Haney. And you know what? I think Lomachenko still has some greatness left in him. And I know that he's a smaller guy naturally. But I don't think Devin Haney's ever been in there with someone as good as Lomachenko. Now, I know he's sparred, you know, he's sparred against all his contemporaries. You know, we know that he's been in the ring with Javante Davis and Shakur Stevenson, but that's when they were kids. This is a full-grown man.
Good point.
That has seen it all. You know, that has seen it all. He's a, you know, 300 fights in the amateurs, an Olympic legend, you know, success in the pros, and he's got a lot of pride, you know, and I really believe that when he lost to Teofimo Lopez, he wasn't 100% because he's bounced back. And he didn't bounce back against Hammond Eggers either. He's fought some credible people. You know, that Ortiz kid from Massachusetts is not a bum. You know, he's a good fighter. And he gave Lomachenko some problems early on, but Lomachenko won. You know, and I believe that Loma's going to have some tricks for Devin Haney. I know Devin's the bigger guy, but he's not a big puncher. You know, and I don't see him necessarily imposing his physicality on Loma. I just don't. He's very fast. He's flashy. But I don't think Loma is going to be scared of anything coming back at him with power like he was with Teofimo Lopez. And I think that's a big difference.
Eddie Hearn said Ryan Garcia quit like a dog.
Well, that's harsh words.
No. It's not harsh words because he went in there with a cracked rib. He went in there with an injured rib. He knew what time it was. Instead of postponing the fight and saying, you know what, let's put this fight off. And then the people said, no, you can't do that. Say, you know what, you're going to have to put it off. I'm hurt. We'll put this fight off. We'll put it in the outdoor stadium, wherever the Raiders play down there. We'll change venues from there to the outdoor stadium. We'll sell 40,000 more seats. I mean, we'll make it an even bigger event, the whole nine yards. We'll do this in the middle of summertime. I mean, any promoter would have been saying, yeah, let's go for it, okay? And yet, Joe Goosen, his trainer, didn't say nothing. I lost a whole lot of respect for Joe Goosen. Am I right to do that?
That's a good question. Who is it to blame then?
Because here's what's up.
Fighters keep secrets, you know.
But it wasn't a secret. It wasn't a secret. I mean, Davis knew it. Tank Davis knew it. The old camp knew he had a rib injury. They all knew it. I mean, because here's what's up. I don't know if you've ever been cracked to the body or not, and I have a few times. I've never, ever in my life, I could never, ever in my life think about falling down from a punch like that. Ever, ever, ever. And you know, people are saying, oh, it was the liver. No. It was high on the rib. It was high on the rib, okay? It wasn't the liver. It wasn't a liver shot. It was high on the rib. And the fact that he started to get up, and then he said, you know what, man? I'm getting paid. I'm going back down. The dog in him came out, and I'm just I think the guy should be banned from boxing. He should never, ever fight. People should never have to be inclined to ever have to pay for him again.
He's going to have to do a lot to repair his reputation. That is for sure. You know, like Eddie Hearn said, you can't say he didn't quit, you know. Yeah, you know, that's a little hard shot. Do I believe he could have gone on? Yes, but he probably gets knocked out, you know, and he made a business decision. That's all he did. He made a business decision.
No. The business decision he made was when he went into the ring, hurt. That was it.
Well,
and he never... I'm sitting here, I'm frustrated. The reason why I'm frustrated is that I'm still saying he was taller, he had height and he had reach, and he didn't take any, he didn't use it. He how am I put this? He had no plan. He had no plan. He who fails to plan is planning to fail. He had no plan. Yeah. I mean, he never threw a punch with bad intentions on it. I mean, I just can't imagine a guy, a little short guy like that, getting close enough to crack me with his left hand cross. We're not talking about his right hand, his lead hand. We're talking about his cross hand.
And Ryan got away with a lot of fundamental flaws fighting B-level opposition. You know, that's another thing. Fundamentally, he's not tight fundamentally.
Eddie Cross said that, and I think you're right, because he throws his jab out there and he leaves and he hangs it. He hangs it out there. I mean, boxing 101 was you bring the jab back like it's on a rubber band. Doing, doing. I'm bringing it right back as fast as you can to try to cover for the right-hand counter. Or anyway, bottom line is Ryan Garcia has deficiencies. I still thought that Joe Goosen, being the honest guy that he is, I've known him for 40 years, being the honest guy that he is, that he wouldn't have put a guy in the ring that wasn't 100%, and I thought he would be able to iron out some of those fundamental flaws that Ryan Garcia has, but they're inherent. Like Eddie Cross said, his father taught him that way. That's the way he learned. There's no way of breaking him from that. He may look like that in training, but once spit hits the fan and stress gets going, he goes back to being a slob.
Yeah, you revert to what comes back, you know, what comes to you naturally, right? Mm-hmm. You know, only Joe Goosen knows and Ryan knows how sincere he was, you know, as far as him being hurt. You know, because I've had fighters tell me that, you know, oh, it's okay, and go into a fight, and like, what happened? Oh, bro, you know, I hurt my hand in training. I don't want to say anything.
Time out. I went into a fight with a cut one time. Went into a fight with a hand injury one time. This thing. I mean, that's something you can deal with. Okay, this it isn't the same with a cracked rib. It isn't the same because when you get to breathing. You got a cracked rib. You say, oh, my God, you could feel it right away. It's there. It's always there. It's like, I couldn't imagine anybody suffering a rib injury in boxing. I just can't imagine. It just doesn't work. And for to even try it is stupid. So, in other words, he tried it to try, as you said earlier, it was a business decision that he and Team Garcia pulled off. And I just think that for that, they should be, you know, they should be arrested for impersonating a fighter. That's BS. You can't come into a fight handicapped. Bad hands are one thing. Everybody comes in with a bad hand, this and that, or a bad knuckle, or maybe, you know, your elbow's hurting, or maybe your shoulder's aching, this and that. Everybody's got a little injury in there. I understand you. I understand going through that. But you can't go through a rib injury. Rib injuries, especially against a guy that's probably going to hit you in the body once or twice. I mean, come on, man. I mean, that's senseless. I mean, if the injury was in the center of my back, if I had a fracture in the center of my back, I'd probably feel confident that Tank Davis wouldn't hit me there. But anywhere else, he's probably going to hit me.
I agree. And let me ask you something. Don't you think that physicals, these pre-fight physicals, should be a little bit more in-depth?
Did you hear me just slap somebody? Anyway, here's what's up. The pre-fight physicals, they're like, you know, hey, can you breathe? Can you breathe?
Right.
They don't even tell you to pull out your wang and check you for a hernia anymore. They cough. Can you cough for me? They used to do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, every time I fought, they used to say to me, "Can you?" I said, "No, man. I don't have a hernia. You're not going to do that. You're not going to do that." I said, "You're not going to," because I thought the doctor was a little freaky. Because he always wanted to do this before fights. You know what I mean? No, I did this once a year, man. Are you sure you don't have an hernia? I'm going to say to myself, are you sure you ain't weird? So anyway, tonight's fight is a rout. Listen, here's a question for you. Over 1 million people watched that pay-per-view fight with Ryan Garcia and Tank Davis. And definitely Ryan brought the bulk of that, huh?
You would think so. You know, although Tank has his following as well, it was a perfect storm. Listen, it was a really good night for boxing in the sense that it attracted fight fans that aren't necessarily fight fans. You know, people that know the names, and it was a big event, and it was cool. It's really good. Like I said, attention in boxing is a good thing. And the fight itself necessarily didn't disappoint because someone got stopped, and there was some good action in there. You expected a little bit more from the guy that lost, but
No. I expected him to show up 100% or close to it.
Yeah. Like, listen, if he decides to keep fighting, he's gonna have to really make up for that night.
Good point.
I do believe that they will meet at some point in the future.
Yeah, maybe in a hotel lobby. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Have a great weekend, Socrates Palmer. Ring Talk returns after the break.
Good one, brother.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I went to penitentiary, Gene Wilder, I did a movie, I went to, not me personally, I mean, I went to do a film in penitentiary, and it was, I was up there 6 weeks, Arizona State Penitentiary. It was something, oh, you're applauding for that? Arizona State Penitentiary, real popular. Oh man, it was strange, because it's like 80% black people. And what's strange about that is that there are no black people in Arizona.
Yes, there is. There was me in Arizona, of course, standing in front of the Capitol building that day in a suit and tie. And, of course, the police came down on me, pulled out guns the whole 9 yards. I got freaked out to the point where I put my hands up. What? I said to myself, what did you put your hands up? You ain't done nothing. I'm walking a picket line. But, of course, you know, somebody from inside the Capitol said, hey, you know what? That guy is disrupting things down here. Let's get rid of him. So they said that I robbed somebody. They tried to say I robbed somebody. I took two picket signs. Actually, bought two picket signs from counter-protesters. We had we staged a protest in front of the Capitol building to protest the corruption of the Athletic Commission, the Boxing Commission down there, and a couple of local officials. And, of course, we got heat from counter-protesters. So that was cool. So the counter-protesters, I gave them $100 and bought the two signs from them. They went walking, the whole 900 each. And they went walking, and somebody inside the Capitol building said, I've stolen the signs from them. So the cops came, like, with guns and the whole 9 yards. After about 3 minutes, they told them, either you arrest me, you let me go. But the bottom line is, Phoenix, Arizona, Aiken, I never want to go back there. Bottom line is, Francis Ngannou, my favorite guy. Why is it? Because he told Dana White to go. Because, you know, listen, he didn't have Dana White privilege. You heard of white privilege, right? There's Dana White privilege. Like Kobe Covington, he gets Dana White privilege. I think I don't know who coined that term, but the bottom line is you get Dana White privilege, and of course that's when Dana gets you easy fights, things like that. Or when Dana doesn't give you Dana White privilege, he treats you like a piece of you know what spit with an H, and he did that with Francis Ngannou. Of course, the last time the heavyweight champion defended the UFC title in the center of the octagon after it was done, Dana usually puts the belt around these guys. He was nowhere to be found. I mean, Dana White, was he in the building? I don't know. He said he was on the phone somewhere or something like that, you know, talking to his girl. Yeah, the girl he, like, slapped around down there in Mexico. But the bottom line is, Dana White is, he lost Ngannou. And I'm happy that Ngannou was able to walk away. I mean, they offered Ngannou more money than you can ever, ever, ever imagine. I mean, they did. They said, do this, do that. And, you know, it would have been a really, really a fat contract. And he's, like, guarantees, and he just walked away. He said, it's just not worth it because I don't want to be pimped off by Dana White. And I told you before, if girls work in the streets, hookers, work for Dana White, they would be on the first bus out of town because Dana doesn't pay enough money. I mean, I told you before, $279 million out of that, 12% went to purses. $279 million and 12% of that went to purses. Think about that. Think about that. If you can get away working, you got $300 million and you only pay 10%, 10 to 12, maybe 15% to your talent. Think about that. You're making 85%. Holy cow. Anyway, Ngannou, 36 years old, of course. I thought he had a boxing background, but he didn't. I was wrong on that one. Anyway, he left the UFC as a free agent, and, of course, he tested his he vacated the UFC World Heavyweight title. Of course, that was in January. But he tested his value on the free market. And the International Fight League, it looks like, or the Professional Fight League, PFL, has signed him. And I think that's great because, evidently, they gave a guy $1 million in one of his recent fights. So if you give a guy $1 million, I'm down with you. Scott Coker, he couldn't come up with the money. Scott Coker had MTV background. I'm talking about the guy with Bellator. He had MTV background. I mean, when MTV had money, that back then, still couldn't make it. I mean, come on, AT&T threw money, still couldn't make it. Why not? Bellator's like, what's Bellator? Nobody really knows what Bellator is unless you're really an MMA freak, okay? But if you're not a freak, you don't know what Bellator is. Well, Scott Coker sort of passed on that one. And Dana White, of course, is the piece of work that he is. And I got to give him credit. I mean, he turned a $1.3 million business into a $400 million is what he sold the UFC for. $4 billion. He started off at $1 million. That's what he paid for, $1 million. He sold it for $4 billion. Holy cow. That's a, you know, got to give him props. You really do. I mean, he's a genius business-wise, but I don't like being around the guy. And, of course, that's why when he offered me that deal, either you stick around for life or you can leave now or after this one-year contract expires. So I'm leaving after 1 year because the last thing I wanted to do was be under the wing of Dana White for the rest of my life. He was, for lack of a better word, he was an asshole. He just was. And I knew him before he got big in Vegas. I mean, he was like trying to train fighters, amateur fighters and rank fighters and four-round guys and slugs and guys like that in different gyms around Vegas. Of course, got hooked up with the Fertitta brothers, Lorenzo Fertitta, of course, and his brother. And they got together and they formed this idea to, you know, come up and buy the UFC. They paid $1.5 million, I think, for it. And, of course, it was down like 15 or 20 million bucks at one point in time. They thought about selling it, and they didn't. And they hung on to it, and they sold it for $4,000 million. That's the best way to put it. That's the best way I can put it to you. I mean, you know, I mean, $4.2 billion. Holy cow. That's Dana White's genius. Anyway, looks like Ngannou is going to go with the PFL, and I wish him the very best of luck there because I think they've got a couple of decent fighters over there, and he'll be not under the contract of Dana White. Of course, Dana White is the guy that runs the UFC, but the UFC is rocking and rolling. Of course, always they've got events going on. You got to give them some props, because they do get the body to show up. Of course, today they've got the former world flyweight champion, Henry Cejudo, a guy that was distracted. He got no Dana White privilege, none. I mean, they tried to eliminate his division. He was at 125 pounds, and he's kicking everybody's ass. Right? I mean, he's dominating everybody. So Dana comes out after one of his biggest wins and goes, I'm thinking about eliminating the division. To say, what? The guy just won. You're saying this after his main event? That's what a piece of work Dana was. Say, Dana didn't, well, I don't think Dana didn't like the division. Dana didn't like Cejudo. Okay, Cejudo wouldn't play the game. So Cejudo walks away at 125 pounds, comes back now at 135 pounds, and he's on the UFC main event, of course, tonight at the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey. And the young man he's fighting is not no hobo. I'm telling you, he's not no hobo. Of course, I'm talking about the current champion, Aleman Sterling. Of course, good fighter, tall, rangy. Cejudo, of course, the 2012 Olympic gold medalist as a wrestler. I mean, he's a real deal. The pedigree is there. But size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. And, of course, this is combat sports. One guy stands at 5'7", the other guy stands about 5'5". So bottom line is Cejudo is going to have a little short, height disadvantage to this. But the bottom line is, you know, Cejudo's got that wrestling background. He's mean. And I think that if this guy hasn't got his A game as far as wrestling is concerned, he's going to get taken to the ground and it's all over. Because that's what it is. And this guy looks like a good stand-up fighter. I've watched a couple clips of him. He's good standing up, Mr. Sterling, but you get taken to the ground by a guy that can wrestle. And put it this way. I told you I did that Brazilian UFC stuff, not UFC, Brazilian jiu-jitsu stuff like in the 90s, early 90s. We did it out on San Jose Avenue. They had this jiu-jitsu, this Gracie gym. So I went in there, and the first day, I did okay. We trained. We had good rumbles, this and that, running around. And I started learned some of the fundamentals. And then the first day that we sparred, I did fine when I was on my feet, right? But once we got on my back, this guy owned me. I couldn't believe it. I mean, he owned me. And then he turned it around, and then he was on his back. I said to myself, okay, I could beat his. I mean, right? I mean, come on. I'm like, no. This guy was doing, he did better on his back than he did on top of me. I just like. So this stuff is really, really, really weird. That's the best way I can put it. Anyway, Gilbert Burns, welterweight, world rank without in the co-feature against Belal Muhammad. Muhammad's supposed to be very good. Jessica Andrade is on the card. He's taking on Yan Exelon. Of course, she's from China. The strawweight champion is 115 pounds. Bottom line is this girl from China is probably going to come in bigger than Brian in the other room. I mean, they weigh 120. These Chinese women, they weigh, am I going to get in trouble for this? I don't care. The Asian women in mixed martial arts, they come into these fights, and they look three or four weight classes bigger than the other girl. I mean it. I'm talking like, whoa. I mean like, whoa. I mean, I forget who she fought the last time, but I mean, I looked across and said, no, this isn't fair. And she beat the girl up like in one round, less than one round. It went down the way it looked as far as size was concerned. It was not only was she bigger size-wise as far as height, but she was like bulky. I mean, they're bulky. So the Russians and the Chinese have got the weight cheating down. The Americans, I don't know if they've got it down or not because I don't hear anybody telling me. Okay, but the bottom line is, without a doubt, the Russians and the age. But the Russians had the Russians had steroids first. But the Russians, of course, have always been adept at performance-enhancing drugs. So speaking of performance-enhancing drugs, somebody asked me the other day, what's the latest in PEDs? Listen, PEDs aren't the problem in combat sports right now. It's weight gain. I keep telling you that. It's weight gain. In other words, if you get a guy that weighs in at 185 and he's able to weigh 220 pounds when he steps into the ring or the octagon, what's right with that? I told you when I fought Ernie Chavez, I weighed 142 coming in, and he weighed 147 steaming. He weighed 167 when we got in the ring. I weighed like 145. It was like a mismatch in size. I looked across the ring. That ain't him. He shaved. He had shaved. He got a haircut and this kind of good stuff. And he put on like 20 pounds. So when I did his pro fight at the Irvine, in Irvine, California, for the Z Channel a few years after that took place, of course, when he was a professional at that point in time, he told me, yeah, that night I weighed 168. Oh! So when he hit me so hard, I looked across the ring and I saw eight guys. Kid you not. Anyway, no names on the UFC card tonight. As far as the pay-per-view is concerned with Canelo Alvarez, what I suggest you do is that you go to a strip club, you get a pair of binoculars, and you find somebody with like a nice window. With somebody legitimately. Listen, I go over a guy's house. I don't ask him where he got the pay-per-view. I never ask him. I don't ask him how much it costs. I don't say a word. It's like don't ask, don't tell in the army, the gay thing. Don't ask, don't tell. It's like, I don't ask, don't tell. Don't tell me. But once in a while, the signal goes out in the middle of the thing, and I never see him calling the cable company. He never calls. He changes channels, goes somewhere else, but he never, I mean, the signal just goes dead. I said, what happened? He goes, just relax. And then 2 seconds later, he's got the other signal going on. So the bottom line is, somehow he has this channel, these fights on many, many multiple channels. I never ask him this. Don't ask, don't tell. That's the way it's got to be in the world of pay-per-view. Why not? I mean, I'm not going to get here. I'm all like the Tank Davis Ryan Garcia fight a few weeks ago. Yeah, I bought that one. Okay, bottom line is I bought it because I thought I back boxing. I'm into boxing. I'm part of boxing, and I thought that fight was going to be a good fight. Turned out not to be a good fight. Now the fight with Canelo Alvarez tonight is also on pay per view. Listen, they should pay you to watch that. I mean, they should pay you to watch after Canelo's last fight against Triple G. A 41-year-old guy. And listen, Triple G. Listen, between you and I use it just for men. So should you. I mean, come on, man. You look like one of them old Russian astronauts from the 60s. I kid you not. You got to get your act together. I'm talking about Triple G, of course, 41 years old. He, of course, after the fight with Canelo Alvarez, is going to go back to 160 pounds, make some money there. Why not? I mean, if he doesn't get hurt at 168 with Canelo, if he doesn't go for it against Canelo, Canelo won't go for it against him. So bottom line is sort of like a gentleman's agreement. We'll go 12 rounds. And, of course, after 12 rounds, Triple G goes back to 160. Canelo goes on to fight the guy that he's fighting tonight, John Ryder. So, in essence, Canelo's fought two nobodies in a row because Triple G's not anything anymore. I mean, he's just not. At one point in time, 5-6 years ago, he was the rage. Nobody wanted to fight him at that point in time. He was rage running through everybody, okay? And then, of course, they waited a while. And I think where Triple G blew his shot was probably him and Andre Ward should have hooked it up at 165. That was the fight that should have happened. Of course, Andre Ward, I think, was the guy that turned down the fight, the son of God, of course, Oakland, California. Retired undefeated, 2004 Olympic gold medalist. Of course, he was the guy that I predicted would win the gold. And when I went on the radio and said that KNBR radio with Gary Radnish, I remember that Gary said to me, are you shilling? I said, shilling? You want to put some money on it? And then we went, and so he pulled me on the TV. He had his TV show on Channel 4. And he pulled me on TV and he said, I said, you want to put some money on it? And we're in the commercial break. I said, you want to put some money on it? So you want to put a couple $100 on this? We came, no. I said, so I'm jamming it. We're going to come. We're going to go. They're going 5, 4, 3. I said, Gary, you want to put some money on this? Said, we're live. And you know, we didn't say a word. But the bottom line is, yeah, Radnish thought I was shilling for Andre Ward because Andre Ward was stepping up from 165 pounds in weight to fighting at 178 because he flipped the coin with Andre Durrell, the Battle of the Andres. Andre Durrell won the coin flip, so he got to fight at 168. Andre Ward fought at 178. At 165, Andre Ward fought at 178, which is like way bigger than he should have been fighting, okay? It just was. So when he fought at 178, I said to myself, he's got something special. I mean, this is a guy that that was pushing around, you know, station wagons to get strong in a Hayward parking lot. That's what I first heard about him. I said, what? What are you talking about? Yeah, this guy, he's deep. How deep is he? Well, he's never lost a fight. Really never lost another. The one fight he lost, he deserved to lose, was some decision at King's Gym and some little boxing smoker. And outside of that, he's a monster. He's a monster, really? I mean, the kid looks like a little tiny kid. And kid turned out to be the 2004 Olympic gold medalist, of course, talked about Mr. Andre Ward, son of God. Back with some fight predictions after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Now, more of Ring Talk with
Pedro
Fernandez.
We're still undefeated now. 29 nails, 27 KOs. Of course, coming off that drubbing of the dog, the guy that went into the tank. I'm talking about Ryan Garcia, of course. That was a fortnight ago. Anyway, he's been sentenced for a 2020 hit and run, of course, in his Lamborghini. We're not talking about a Volkswagen Bug, nothing like that. You know, no bucket of bolts like my 2007 Honda Civic. No, it was a brand new 2020 Lamborghini. Anyway, bottom line is he pulled his hit and run in nearby Baltimore, in his native Baltimore, Maryland. Of course, he's going to be sentenced now, of course, to 200 hours of community service and like 90 days of home detention, which means he gets to stay in his house, smoke blunts, and have a good time. You got to give him, come on, that was a great sentence. You get to go out to go to the bathroom, probably get to go out of the house to do certain things. I mean, because, you know, you get the ankle monitor is not going to chase you everywhere. You can get to go to the store and things like that. So the bottom line is he'll spend some time at home having a good time. Maybe he'll get to spend some time with his baby's mama, you know, the one that called the cops on him a few weeks ago. Remember that? He's going to kill her. And then 2 weeks later, she goes, that was nothing. That was not true. Whoa. Which one was it? Was he about to kill everybody? And was that the one supposed to go down? And then you say to yourself, he's going to kill everybody. You're worried about your life. And then you realize afterwards, economically, if this guy gets in trouble, I'm screwed. My baby, I'll be going on welfare, getting food stamps. EBT? She don't want to go from, like, Gervonta Davis money to EBT, does she? No, so she recanted the story. I think she's seen a psychiatrist as well. But anyway, Tank Davis has been sentenced as far as that is concerned. Of course, he faced up to 7 years in prison. Yeah, right. Bottom line is, of course, the fight's going tonight, Canelo Alvarez, and it'll be a good fight without a doubt for as long as it lasts. Maybe, a couple, 3 minutes. Anyway, bottom line is you'll figure things out, and you realize that Canelo Alvarez is going to beat this guy hands down, and it'll be all over. As far as the rest of the fight's concerned, not a whole lot on that card. Don't buy it. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I'll see you tomorrow.